Memorizing scripture, love it or hate it, it's something that's really important to our spiritual growth, to getting to know God, to standing strong on our faith when hard times come. And sometimes it's really, really hard. So I thought for today's episode of the podcast that we would take some time and talk about how to memorize scripture when you really, really struggle with it and you're ready to give up. Welcome to Your Bold and Courageous Life, the go-to podcast for the Christian woman who wants a closer relationship with God. I am so glad that you are here. Do you want a relationship with God that's deep, real, and intimate? Tired of feeling unworthy of God's blessings because of your past? Do you wish that you could fully trust His plans and process? Listen, take a breath. I got you. On this podcast, we are going to get a lot of encouragement, biblical truth, practical tips, and real talk. They're going to help you connect with God through the best and the worst times of your life. How do I know that's possible? Because I've done it. My name is Latoya Edwards, a Christian spiritual growth mindset and life coach, and a proud single mama of four boys. And over the last two decades, I have walked through more hard stuff than I could ever tell you. But I came out of the other side with fearless faith, a close relationship with God, and a life that I enjoy. And I want to show you how to do just that. So grab a journal and a pen because we are going to get to work. When I was growing up, I remember getting stickers and prizes for learning Bible verses and Sunday school and vacation Bible school and children's church. And I earned a lot of prizes and stickers. I learned hard, memorizing books of the Bible, the Lord's Prayer, Psalm 23, all these things. And somewhere along the line, as I got older, memorizing scripture really lost its appeal. And I wonder if maybe it was because I wasn't getting stickers and prizes anymore. But what I've learned over the last decade or so is that I have to memorize scripture if I'm going to pray effectively. During like my darkest times, I can remember sitting by the water just bawling my eyes out because I was so overwhelmed with all the things that were going on, and I just wanted a break. I wanted things to change. And I remember as I sat there that I just heard this really soft whisper say to me, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." And I was like, what? You know, where does that come from? And another time I was going for a walk with my boys. My two older boys were my only boys at the time. And I noticed a bird sitting under the tree. And I was struggling, you know, financially as a single mom. And I just was really looking forward to getting out, getting some fresh air, just taking a break. And as I looked at the bird, I heard another whisper. "Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn. And yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds?" All those verses that I had learned just to get a sticker when I was little, they were serving me well during my hard time. And it was the Holy Spirit that was whispering to my heart to just encourage me and calm all the troubles that were going on in my mind. And so this is why it's so important for us to do the work and take the time to memorize scripture. And so today I thought I would share with you a little bit about the three main obstacles that I have encountered learning to memorize Bible verses and how to overcome them. And then I'm going to share kind of my little tip on creating a plan for memorizing scripture and how I stay organized and all that. So when I decided to get serious about memorizing Bible verses, I ran into a lot of obstacles, all of my own making, of course. They actually weren't things that were truly standing in my way. I just had a running list of excuses that I thought sounded good. And truth be told, they didn't. So I wonder if you can relate to any of these excuses that I had. So number one, I don't have time, right? This is a popular one. Anytime that we try to add another element to our time with God, anytime we want to work on a new habit, you know, cultivate a new discipline, and it usually comes because we feel overwhelmed or we're putting unrealistic expectations on ourselves. So this was me, right? I thought I was going to go from years and years and years of not memorizing scripture to being able to memorize entire books of the Bible, you know, within a couple of weeks. Totally unrealistic. So the truth is that memorizing scripture, it doesn't have to be time consuming. You can actually learn one verse in just a few days. My little guys are in Awana at our church, and they do this all the time. They get a verse a week. And actually one of my sons learns his verse on the way to church in the evening. But even my little guy, by the end of the week, can learn a Bible verse. So the second obstacle is it's too hard and I can't do it. Oh my goodness. I told myself this over and over again. And here we go. Just because something is hard doesn't mean you can't do it. And just because something requires work doesn't mean that it's hard, right? We've talked about that before. Learning scripture is one of those things that it may seem hard, but really it just requires a little bit of work.
But it's totally work that can be done if you just put your mind to it. And then the last obstacle that I had to overcome was this idea of, I don't feel like it. Yep, I'm going to go there. Because this is, I think, what a lot of our excuses boil down to. It's that we just don't feel like it. Or as I say sometimes, I just don't want to. We don't feel like memorizing scripture. And the only way to overcome this is to just get over it, right? We got to put on our big old pants and we got to start committing the truth of the word of God to our minds. So now that we've looked at some of the obstacles that keep us from memorizing scripture, I want to talk really quickly about some of the benefits. So anytime that you're spending, you know, time in the Word of God, whether you're reading it, studying it, memorizing, it's going to have a huge impact on every area of your life, but especially when you are hiding God's Word in your heart. So the first benefit that I want to talk about is spiritual power for spiritual warfare. So spiritual warfare is no joke. It is a real thing. And I know that that can be alarming depending on the kind of church that you've grown up in, but it is real. There is a spiritual, you know, plane. There are, you know, enemies to the faith and all of that. And as a Christian woman, you have a target on your back from the enemy. So even if you don't buy into and pay attention to this idea of spiritual warfare, you don't get a pass from, you know, the devil. He's still coming after you. And he's going to do anything that he can to distract you from your purpose and from your calling, and for all the things that God wants you to do. Memorizing scripture is going to help you fight against the enemy's lies and his scheme. So when I talked about all of those obstacles that were getting in my way, they were really attacks from the enemy trying to keep me from memorizing God's word. And so when I started hiding his word in my heart, then I had what I needed to stand strong. And we see this example from Jesus when he was, you know, getting away and he was fasting and preparing to go into ministry. We see that when the enemy shows up to try to tempt him, that the way that Jesus defeats him is by quoting scripture. He takes all the stuff that he'd been hiding in his heart as he'd been growing up over those 30 years, and he used it as a weapon to defeat the enemy. So the second benefit of memorizing scripture is that you just have stronger faith for when times get really, really hard. Like, those times are when we need to be in the word the most, but it can also be a time when it's the most difficult to get in the word. So having verses already memorized, already in your mind, already in your heart, come in so handy during those times. I can remember days that were so hard that I just picking up my Bible to read it was too much, but I could just recite to myself all the things that I had hidden in my heart, and it actually helped my faith grow stronger. And you're also able to encourage other people when they're going through hard times if you've taken the time to memorize those verses. And then the third benefit that I have really seen, especially in my own life, is that memorizing scripture is going to enhance your prayer life. So I talk about this so much. People, I don't know what to say. How do I pray? What do I do? Well, praying scripture is one of the most powerful and effective ways that I know to pray. And so you don't have to worry about, are you saying the right words? Because you're going to use God's words, and those are always right. And so I have found that the more scripture that I memorize, the easier it becomes to pray, not only for myself, but for other people. So now we are ready to start memorizing scripture. And inevitably, the question becomes, well, what verses should I memorize? So please, please listen to me. Don't get stuck here, right? Don't overcomplicate it. Don't overthink it. It doesn't need to really be hard. So the first thing that I want to suggest to you when you're trying to pick what verses you're going to learn is to simply follow a plan. I think that's the easiest way to memorize, is to follow a plan. It's going to take all the decision making out of the process, and you can just focus on learning your verses. So maybe your church has a list of scriptures. I know my church for the past couple years has been meditating on scripture together. And so each month we get a passage that we're going to memorize as a congregation. So that's a great place to look. If your kids are doing something like Awana, you might even learn the verses with them. I have learned so many verses as I'm just helping my little guys learn theirs. And then also, if you're involved in a group Bible study, sometimes those will include memory verses as well. You can also create your own plan. Similar to creating your own Bible plan, Bible reading plan, or Bible study plan, you can use that same plan that you create yourself to memorize a scripture. And that can be based on anything going on in your life. If you want to learn more about finances or anger or the tongue or serving or, you know, whatever is going on, you can use that plan that you make to memorize scripture. And then another option, which is not for beginners, is to memorize an entire book of the Bible. So you could choose a whole chapter or even a whole book of the Bible. There's so many short books, especially in the New Testament, that would make a great focus for your memorization time. And I have friends that have actually done this, memorizing entire books of the Bible, and they just right? They just share like how encouraging and strengthening and wonderful that that was. So now, before we wrap up our time, I want to give you a couple of tips on exactly how to go about memorizing scripture. So first, you want to know your why. When it comes to anything, right, you got to know why you're doing it. And you're going to need to have something other than because I think I'm supposed to, or because somebody told me to. Really think through the benefits of hiding God's word in your heart and make that your purpose for taking on this task. Again, like I said before, have a plan. You got to have a plan. You know, you're building a new habit, you're working on a new skill. And so having a plan and thinking that through is really going to help you. Are you going to practice your verses daily? Are you going to practice them every other day? Are you just going to tack it on to what you're already doing in your time with God? Think through that before you get started. And there's lots of different ways to memorize scripture. So the one that works easiest for me, because it's just the way my brain works, is to write the verse down. All right. So every day I will just write out the verse in my journal or on a piece of paper. I also have them on post-it notes or index cards kind of stuck up different places around the house so that I can see it. And every time that I look, I practice it. So I have one up in the bathroom when I'm getting ready in the morning. I practice my verse. I can put one in the kitchen when I'm washing dishes or cooking. I can practice my verse. One that I use with my kids is to use visual cues or hand gestures. That's going to help kind of jog your memory for the different words and things as you're practicing reciting the verse. Listening to your verses is a great way to learn them. I do this with my kids all the time. I have CDs and things, and we just listen in the car as we're driving, or we listen while we're doing chores. I mean, think about how fast you learn the words to your favorite song, right? Putting something to music, listening to it over and over again is a great way to hide those verses in your heart. And I mean, my boys from ages one on up have been able to learn verses through song in this way. And then another way that I use with my older kids is to use index card. So you want to take your verse and write it out on index card. So one word per card. And then you can begin to take one card away as you learn the verse, or mix them up kind of like a puzzle and then see if you can put them in order. So those are just some like practical things that you can do when you're wanting to memorize a scripture. And I'm going to give you a link so that you can go and check out a scripture memorization that I use. It's too complicated for me to try to explain it on the podcast, but I'm going to give you a link over to the blog post so that you can check that out for yourself. And you can read through it and watch a video so that you can actually understand it if you want to try it out. But I want to just end with just some final tips and suggestions. And so the first is when you're just getting started, to save your sanity, focus on one verse at a time instead of entire passages, right? Quality over quantity. Don't try to cheat and memorize all the short verses in the Bible, but just whatever you're working on, take time to really go verse by verse. Like even if you're going to do an entire passage, don't try to do the entire passage. Do one verse at a time. And when you learn verse one, then you add on verse two and then keep going until you finish the entire passage. Also, study your verses, right? It's not just about like the head knowledge of I know all these verses. You want to make sure that you actually take time to meditate and think about what that verse means and what God is trying to say, you know, from that scripture. Also, review your Bible verses. Often, like if you learn one verse one time and you never look at it again, you're not going to retain it. This is where the system is going to come in helpful that I'm going to share with you in a minute. But just review so that you can actually retain all of the work that you're putting in. And then my final tip is going to be just to apply the verses to your life. Like the goal of being in the Word is to learn more about God and then walk out, you know, the principles that you're finding in Scripture. So if you're just memorizing verses, but you're not actually doing anything with it, you really are missing a big part of the whole point. Now, the way that I have been able to be more consistent with memorizing scripture is by using a scripture memorization box. And there's a whole kind of philosophy behind it and system and organization to it that, like I said, I'm not going to go into on the podcast because it's complicated. But I want you to go over to my website, LaToyaEdwards.net, and search for how to memorize scripture. I'll also leave a link in the podcast description so you can check that out. But go there because it's going to show you exactly what you need. It's really easy. You need like a little box and some index cards and some dividers, but it's going to help you put a system in place. It's going to allow you to learn more verses and actually remember all the ones that you're learning because it has built-in review and repetition into it. So please, don't give up on memorizing scripture. It's totally doable. And I want you to just commit to like one verse this week and dig in so that you can really reap the benefits of the spiritual discipline and, you know, watch how it changes your life. I hope you are blessed and encouraged by today's podcast. I pray it inspires you to draw closer to God. If so, would you stop and share this episode right now with someone that you know that needs to grow their faith and get closer to God? And it would also be a huge blessing to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review in your podcast player. It helps more women like you to find the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, sometimes life just plain sucks, but God is always there with you, fighting for you. So be fearless and live your bold and courageous life.